the red telephone box and letterbox. The red letterbox and the red telephone box are both iconic features of towns, cities and villages around the UK. Both structures help us understand how communications evolved from the Victorian era, when the National Postal Service began, through the invention of the telephone and the erection of public phone boxes, right up to installation of Wi-Fi hotspots. The first red telephone box was designed by Giles Gilbert Scott, an English architect who was born in 1880 and is famous in Cambridge for designing part of Clare College in the mid-1920s and the Cambridge University Library in the 1930s. But back in 1924, he won a design competition and his iconic K2 red telephone box went into production. His design was later used as the inspiration for the mass production of the K6 telephone box, a slightly smaller version of the original box, which was created in 1935 for George V's Silver Jubilee and named the Jubilee Kiosk. More than 100,000 of these K6 boxes were then put into towns and villages across the UK. Although the mobile phone has largely replaced the need for them, many K2 and K6 telephone boxes can still be found. If you look at the red phone box on The Backs along Queen's Road, and then look up at the tower of the University Library, you'll see from the shape of the tower and the top of the telephone box that the same architect designed both. During the Victorian era, before the invention of telephones, communication for the general public was by letter post. The first adhesive stamp to pay for postage, the penny black, was made available in 1840, when many of the letters went by stagecoach, pulled by horses. But the transportation of mail was made much more efficient for Cambridge by the advent of the railway in 1845, when the first lines were built to connect Cambridge and London. The first pillar or letterbox was installed in Jersey in the Channel Islands in 1852 at the suggestion of the novelist Anthony Trollope, who was then a general post office official. The first box was installed on the mainland a year later in Botchergate, Carlisle, in the north of England, and soon after that another letterbox was installed at Barnes Cross in Dorset. That one is still in use today, over 150 years later. The earliest box in Cambridge stands outside King's College. It's a very unusual shape. The first pillar boxes didn't have to be a standard colour, and it wasn't until 1874 that red became the accepted colour. But it took over 10 years for all the post boxes to be painted the right colour. The design was later improved to make the first national standard box in 1859, and today there are over 100,000 of varying designs. Did you know you can often see when a letterbox was built by examining the letters on the front? It's stamp of authority with VR, standing for Queen Victoria, ER for Edward VII, GR for George V, G6R for George VI, and E2R for Elizabeth II. If you find one for Edward VIII, you'll be very lucky. There are fewer than 200 from his very short reign in 1936. See if you can spot the letters on the next letterbox you see and work out which king or queen it stands for. Look out for a very old box at the corner of Priory Road and Riverside. Why wouldn't you want to climb on it?